This guru disciple interesting points about guru disciple. Krishna and the Acharyas have written and spoken in the Shastra the need for a living guru. Krishna very clearly says, Tavidi Pranipatina, Gita chapter 4, verse 34. And several times in the 11th canto, Krishna tells the need for guru. Rupa Goswami describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Guru Padashraya Tasmat. You cannot have Padashraya, shelter of the feet of a non-living guru. The first limb of bhakti, 64 limbs of bhakti, is Guru Padashraya. So how do you take shelter of the feet of someone who has left this world? So that implies the Vyanjana Vritti. Vyanjana Vritti, implied meaning of that Sanskrit phrase of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Guru Padashraya, means a living guru. Krishna and all the Acharyas had living gurus. In the modern, the question is asked, in the modern day guru-disciple relationship, personal training is not possible. So is it still possible to get success in relation to a disciple and guru? There is a saying, where there's a will, there's a way. If one has deep yearning and deep desire to learn and make advancement, Krishna will help. If one's will and priority are sincere and clear, then it's bound to be fulfilled. It's a matter of one's heart. Distance between guru and disciple is no barrier if the heart is fixed on guru. The disciple may be very close to the guru, but very distant, but far away in his heart. They may even become offensive or envious instead of surrendering and serving the guru with a pure heart, non-deceptive heart. The problem of modern guru-disciple is not physical distance, like the gurus in India, the disciples in England, or Russia, or somewhere. But the real problem at present is we're not trained to surrender. So some people ask if one can attain perfection without a guru, and Satyanarayan says, I have strong doubt that one can attain perfection without a guru. The true meaning of the Shastra is revealed by the grace of the guru. This is explained in first canto, very important verse, first canto chapter 1, verse 8. Bruya, Bruya, Snigdasya, Shishyasya, Guru Vaguyam, Abhyuta. There are many other verses, related verses like this, in the 11th canto where Krishna speaks to Uddhava. Sudarayan says, I can say from my own experience, if I didn't have the grace of my guru, I wouldn't even understand the basic definition of what is bhakti. Reality does not depend upon time or place. Truth is truth everywhere. The basic principle of surrender to a genuine guru never changes. If one does not surrender to a guru, one will only follow one's mind. And such a person who does not surrender to a guru will accept from Shastra what appeals to his or her mind and reject what seems troublesome. The mind is material and full of material impressions. Material mind can never transcend itself by itself. You need external help. You may ask the question, why do I need a guru between me and Bhagavad Krishna? The mind is material, not capable of understanding spiritual matters at a conditioned state. The guru is one whose mind is filled with non-spiritual energy. Such a person is needed to surcharge one's mind with the non-material spiritual energy. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Mantra, Krishna, and Shastra are one. Mantra is the essence of Shastra, and Krishna is the personified form of Shastra. Mantra and Shastra are called Shuddha Brahman, and Krishna is Parambrahman. When we come to Krishna and Shastra, Shuddha Brahman, reaches the Paramahamsa. One will become expert or learned in Chaturmas Shastra by the grace of Guru. Just as Krishna is manifest in as mantra and shastra, Krishna is also manifest as Guru. Acharya Mahavijanayan, 11th canto, chapter 17, verse 27. Without a guru, it's not possible to become learned in shastra. Do we worship the Guru as a person or as a tattva? We worship the Guru as both. The Guru is a person and he's also a tattva. They're not different. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe. Of all the 64 limbs of devotion, the most important one is taking diksha, taking shelter, the first three, Guru Padashraya, taking shelter, taking diksha and shiksha, and serving the Guru are most important ones. These are the foundation of bhakti. Without, if one doesn't take shelter of Guru, one will remain independent-minded, which is the basis of staying conditioned in the material world. You can, without a Guru, you can practice different limbs of bhakti, but you will not attain the goal. It's like rowing a boat without pulling up the anchor. And Krishna advises Uddhava and 11th canto surrender in some important verses. You can read for your edification. 11th canto, chapter 17, verse 27, chapter 20, verse 17, verse 22, chapter 22, verse 10, chapter 12, verse 24. These are very important verses about surrender. Surrender to Guru, obviously. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. The conclusion is, without surrendering to a guru, there is no Vaidhi Bhakti. Bhakti begins with taking shelter of a guru. What are the qualifications of a guru? First of all, the guru must have a guru. He must come in parampara to civic succession. Secondly, the guru must know shastra. Third, the guru must have good character. Fourth, one must realize the truth. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.